So I saw the Flight of the Conchords on Monday
Mm.
at the Sanger here in New Orleans. Great show. I guess, did y'all see the HBO show?
I never watched it.
Okay. Damon, did you?
I never watched it. I mean, I'm aware of who they are, but yeah, I never watched it.
Okay. So I guess y'all didn't get the CD either with all the songs on it.
Nope. Thank you.
Well, you know, it was a good show. They had it, and then they just left it, and they've been kind of doing their own thing for a while, but they did a reunion tour this summer, and it was great. I mean, it was at the Sanger, sold out. It was the two of them on stage, kind of just in a stool with their guitars, kind of like bantering, going back and forth. And they go into a song, and song's over. They go talk for a while, but they're really funny live, and the production was really good. The couple new songs they did were really funny. I guess y'all won't get it, but the one thing, I mean, look, overall, it was a great show. I loved just their banter back and forth. I mean, they were really funny back and forth. Some of the segments in between songs were even funnier than the songs themselves. But once again, what happened a little bit, not too much this show, but it seems like it happens every other show, and I just don't understand it. Why do people in the audience feel the need to yell out shit at a comedy show?
What do you mean? Like heckling or?
I mean, it's not really heckling. They're just, you know, they're fans, but you're like, oh, where's Mary? Or where, play this. Or, blah, blah, blah. Just interrupting. Like, at a comedy show, like, you don't yell out and interrupt. Let them do their thing. Like, that's the whole point. And it's just a handful of people. So, like, when they yell shit out, then the performers have to acknowledge it or hopefully shut it down. I mean, this wasn't too bad. But I remember going to see Dave Chappelle at UNO back when, like, his show was at its peak. You know, fucking Rick James, bitch, all the skits he did. And you're sitting there listening to it, and all people did was yell out that shit, and he couldn't get through his routine, and it was fucking miserable. Like, I felt for the guy. So I just don't understand what goes through somebody's head that says, you know what? You know what's a good idea? I'm just going to yell something.
I should participate in this.
Because that sounds like a good idea, right? It's not like they're drunk on a podcast and feel the need to yell, like I do a lot. I just don't understand. So, like, I mean, and they did a good job kind of answering and going with the flow, but it's like, just shut the fuck up. I just don't get that people. Sometimes I just hate people. I really do. No, I really do hate people. Except for my friends and our listeners, I hate people.
That's it.
I mean, that's really it. People are stupid.
And then, except for Saints.
Exactly.
Well, God damn it, my computer froze up for a second. I was screaming, "I hate Neil!" When you said, "I love our fans," I hate Neil. That'd have been. I mean, if you can't put it here because done broke character, but
Neil, it's not the worst thing if just Damon hates you because everybody hates Damon. So
everybody hates Neil. No one likes Neil.
I like Neil.
No one likes you.
People do like him.
No, they don't. Trust me.
Okay.
I speak to your friends. You'd be surprised what they say behind your back.
There's children on the street using guns and knives. They're taking drugs and each other's lives. Killing each other with knives and forks. And calling each other names like dogs.
There's people on the street get diseases from monkeys. Yeah, that's what I said, they get diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
Man is lying on the street, some punk's chopped off his hair. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead. Turns out he's dead. And that's why I'm singing.
Why
what is wrong with the world today?
What's wrong with the world today?
What is wrong with the world today?
You gotta think about it.
Think about it.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is a big old flat zero. I am podcasting from the real Dallas, not the real cowboy country. I'm sitting in a hotel room
over here for work, so it's not going to be a drunk fest this time. But we are making our final pushes through the off-season. The search for storylines does continue. A lot of different shows are out there trying to make up stories or talk about the obvious statements, but we're going to try to avoid most of that bullshit. You know, cliche shit, like the Saints need to balance the run game in order to win, or Drew Brees needs to perform in order to win, or the Saints offensive line needs to protect Drew Brees in order to win. No shit, Sherlock. So, by avoiding these kinds of obvious statements, this is probably going to be a short show with a lot of non-football talk. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. You have a number. What is it?
I do. Well, I wasn't sure what time we were going to be podcasting tonight, since there was not a lot of communication from last night to today, because we were supposed to record last night, didn't happen. So I thought I'd prepare myself. It's been a while since we recorded. So I had went out to dinner, had some margaritas. Finished a margarita, got one drink now, but I'd go with a 4.4.
All right.
Well, it's my last big episode before, I mean, look, we got 11 days until they report for training camp, so, I mean, it's it's almost there, this is it.
Oh. And speaking of that, Damon, you're on the show. That's actually not a speaking of that, that's going to be a topic that's going to be later, but Damon, you're on the show. What's your number?
Zero.
Ah, well, you're like me. All right, then let's get into headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
And let's go. Our first headline is the Anquan Boldin rumors that the Saints are the number one team expected to sign him. What do you believe about this?
What do I think about it, or what do I believe about it? I mean, veteran leadership, obviously, he's several years away from his prime. I mean, I don't think it's a bad move. I'm assuming that he'll be a veteran minimum contract. And, you know, bring him into camp and see what he can provide. I'm fine with that. Now, did y'all, after reading some of the stories, I kind of figured out why we're going after him. His old wide receiver coach in San Francisco is now our wide receiver coach.
Yeah, Mort.
So that makes sense that if, look, we hired that coach to improve our wide receivers, and he thinks Bolden can do it, so hell, bring him on.
Look, he was more productive last year, and he had Colin Kaepernick and Blaine Gabbert thrown to him. So I think he can still produce. Now, when I saw all the reports came out today, and I kind of thought it happened, and then Kat Terrell tweeted that, well, her sources say we aren't pursuing him. So, you know, if we sign him, I mean, I think it's fine. I don't think it's a bad move. I mean, whether he beats out, I guess Coleman's the four. We're only going to keep five. I mean, I would rather see Coleman beat him out if that happened. But if he earns a spot, look, he was still productive last year, so he could provide something for us. I don't think it's terrible. But we'll see how credible all this word is today. I mean, I think they do have about $2 million under the cap, so they could sign him if they, you know, they wanted to. But, I mean, I'll be honest, I'd rather sign not that there's much out there right now, but I'd rather save that money to sign the defensive end than sign a receiver.
Yeah, well, so. I mean, I don't know at the end of you know, at the end of training camp, there'll be cuts. I don't know if we'll, you know, if we'll free up any money then.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, obviously, like, we're going to cut some guys.
Sure, everybody is. I mean.
Right, right.
You know, so you're right. There will be a defensive end out there, you know. No, it won't be, you know, J.J. Watt, but.
Well, no. But, look, I'm not expecting that.
But it'll be someone that we might want to consider bringing in. I don't know.
I mean, they signed Jack Tapp.
Oh,
right, 10-year veteran defensive end.
What else you want then? That's all you need.
Right, that was it. That was going to put us over the top.
Championship. Yeah, so he's an older wide receiver. He's a vet.
I still think he can produce with Breeze throwing to him if it happens.
Sure, he's not going to get 1,600 yards, but yes, he'll be.
No, right.
Yeah, like any other receiver. I'm not worried about receivers. We've talked about that before. Do either of y'all feel that our offense has ever suffered because, you know, we didn't have receivers?
No?
Look, as long as number nine throwing, it really doesn't matter who the hell you put out there. I mean, not the three of us. I mean, we'd suck, but...
Although, you know, Breeze could still probably find a way to throw for 1,000, the three of us.
Sure.
Oh, we'd have to catch it.
He'd stick it in our face.
There you go.
That's how accurate he is. Right, exactly. You throw it into our face mask.
That's for our reference.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see over the next few days whether they sign him before camp. Obviously, next time we talk, hopefully there'll be a definitive yes or no.
All right, so let's talk about the... I guess really that's all the Saints headlines I have, other than we kind of talked about this last week about the Greenbrier opening July 27th being the expected date. Was there anything else y'all needed to say about that? Was there any new developments?
Well, it had reopened. If you look in the little window to your to your right, you know, it had reopened. So there's no reason the Saints can't.
On top of us still having, I mean, we signed a contract with them.
Right.
I mean, it would cost money for us to not go there.
Right. Well, as long as they're open, I'm sure that was in the contract, you know. But, I was reading that article about the Greenbrier reopening, and apparently the Greenbrier had, they had done some nice things for families there who had lost their houses. They were housing them and, you know, supporting the area, so.
All right.
Good. Yeah, definitely still at the Greenbrier.
Did anybody believe that they're playing at the Greenbrier is the reason that we've had two losing seasons?
I think we made that joke.
Yeah, right. We could joke about it. It's not true.
I think when they were losing, we convinced ourselves that there was a correlation.
We had to cling on to something.
Yeah, but I think hindsight showed that it was a lot more than that. And, it's not where you practice. Let's make a commitment right now that we're not going to go there this year if things turn out not so pleasant. That we'll instead blame Bill Johnson.
We've been blaming Bill Johnson for 3 years. Nothing's going to stop me from doing that.
All right, so then let's move into NFL reach around.
A kiss is not a contract, but it's very nice. It's very nice. Just because you've been exploring my mouth doesn't mean you get to take an expedition further south, no. A kiss is not a contract, but it's very nice. It's very, very nice. Just because we've been playing tonsil hockey doesn't mean you get to score the goal that's in my jockey.
We got a few of those. We have, let's talk about Tom Brady of the Mama
Oh, Damien's
boyfriend. Guys. Yeah. Is dropping his lawsuit. They got a ruling, and he's just not going to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Which he should. That's stupid.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Right.
So, good. And for that, this is not, for people need to understand, this is not him proving that whether or not Deflategate happened. That's not what the case is about, and that's not what dropping it says that I'm guilty. What it is about is whether or not Roger Goodell had the right to do the suspension based on the CBA. So it's not even about whether he did or didn't do anything. It's a ruling on the CBA and the ability of Roger Goodell.
It's all Goodell's bullshit.
Right.
It's all Goodell's bullshit.
So, Damon, you had anything else to say about that? Since that's your guy.
No, I mean, no, Tom Brady isn't my guy any more than...
Oh, he's not your guy, buddy?
I mean, he's the best quarterback in the league. I can't argue that, you know. And if
he did, you know,
it's a great franchise.
You remember how he restructured his contract? Apparently, because of that restructure, he's going to save a ton of money because he reduced his pay this year.
His game paycheck?
Right. Yeah, obviously, anticipating...
Well,
the suspension.
I was talking to someone the other day about it. Does he necessarily not have to get paid? Couldn't Kraft still pay him?
That's backdoor. Like, there's got to be something against.
We don't know.
But that's circumventing the salary cap, though. right? If you're going to institute a salary cap.
No, I'm pretty sure that they're still taking the hit for that salary.
But if you're saying, like, if Kraft still wants to pay him backdoor.
No, I didn't say backdoor. Here's your game check.
Well, but I mean, it's the NFL.
Unless their official payroll
has to run through the NFL.
It's considered a fine, and the NFL takes the money as a fine money.
No, I mean, he's suspended without pay. Like, you just don't get paid.
He's suspended. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that's all in the collective bargaining. But, like you said, anyway, it's this year. I mean, I didn't realize that his... he's going to lose less money, I guess, because he has...
Right. He's going to lose less money because he's searching. But still, like, it's crazy. Like, in the NFL, something as stupid as Deflategate, this is an 18-month-old story that is finally coming to an end. Like, something like that should not have taken 18 months. Fucking Roger Goodell's bullshit. Shit like that. I mean, nothing like this should happen to a league like the NFL. And yet it's dragged on for 18 months.
Well, again, I don't like it because it just obviously as Saints fans, it should remind us all of the Bounty Gate bullshit that was totally made up and totally, you know, it's Goodell on a fucking...
Is it Goodell having control under
right.
CBA and,
right. And
being like,
and,
nope, I have the control.
Right, so anything that's good for Goodell is just, I find terrible. You know, he's been paid $146 million over the last 3 years.
Yeah, they came out with a salary like last week.
Right.
He made like $37 million.
Right, over the last 3 years, $146 million.
Ridiculous.
And I do not believe that he is the reason for the NFL's popularity, signing the big, you know, TV contracts. Trust me, there's another commissioner I think could have been in there and would have done just as good, if not better, job.
Yes, 100%.
You know, I don't see why he gets that kind of money. I don't see, you know, and I'm sure his salary is based on, you know, league revenue.
It has to be. In his contract.
Right, I'm sure it's based on league revenue, and that's why it's so high. But again, it's something like, what the fuck is he doing to make the NFL so popular? Nothing.
Right.
If any, you know, besides, look, he's there. You know, he's the shield between the fans and the owners, you know, where he takes all the heat for the stupid shit he does. But, yeah, that guy...
He's caused so much...
Controversy.
Unnecessary conflict that the league doesn't want something like Deflategate to go for...
Well, Deflategate, Bountygate, Ray Rice...
All this shit.
Adrian
he's
Peterson.
Made so many bad decisions.
Right. Misstep after misstep. How the fuck is he a good commissioner?
He's right, and he still gets paid $30 million a year. It's bullshit.
Well, again, 1 year was 40-something. So,
it's just
fuck Roger Goodell.
Yep.
As is, of course, the tradition.
With a bat.
With razor blades.
In the ass. All right, moving on. What's this I hear about?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
There's two NFC teams are probably going to play a regular season game in China. In 2018.
Again, fuck Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I have fun with that. Fuck playing football in China.
You know.
Is this a thing?
They want it. They're talking about it. It's a bad idea. I don't like it.
You know, and they're also looking in. They want to put a regular season game in Germany.
How about we just stop playing football games in America?
Right. I mean, I don't, you know. With Germany, at least, remember when there were the NFL Europe or whatever the fuck they call that thing?
Yeah,
the
Rhine Fire.
Right.
I think, did Delhomme play for that team?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the German team was the most profitable and successful of that whole European deal. You know, so, them you can understand, but motherfucker, man, you can't. Football will never take off internationally like kickball has. That's what those other countries play, kickball. It's soccer, you know. They kick the little ball around and they do whatever the fuck it is they do. Boring game. But it'll never take off internationally because you need a feeder system, and the feeder system are obviously, you know, high schools elementary schools, playgrounds. And in the rest of the world, just doesn't have that. I mean, for football.
But it's not that. It would be American teams playing in China. I just don't think we should send our players over to China.
Well, definitely. Then why do you think they're doing it then? What's the appeal?
Everybody's got a price.
Trying to get, we brought the game to China. They like it. Let's charge so-and-so television station and cable company in China to broadcast NFL games. That's all it is. That's all it is. Increase their TV contracts worldwide.
Well, you can. Well, look. If they want to expand internationally, there's places. Canada has the CFL, but I'm sure.
Yeah, buddy.
But I'm sure, you know, if you want to.
Toronto Rough Riders against the Vancouver Rough Riders.
You know, if you want to stick an American team there, stay in North America. Mexico City. Football is popular in northern Mexico.
And in Canada.
Right. You know, so if they want to put a. You know, stay in North America. And put one in Mexico City, if you want to put one there. At the huge city. I don't know, 10 to 12. Million people, and if they like it and can go to a stadium, fine, because that's not a bad travel. Mexico City in Seattle probably or Mexico City is probably closer to New Orleans than Seattle is.
Right, but it's Mexico.
Mexico? What?
Security and gang violence and whatnot. I mean, are people going to, or players, would players
Mexico,
want
to... Mexico City is as safe as New Orleans is. And they're percentage different.
So it's not safe.
Yeah, murders every day.
I'm not telling you to put a game in Juarez, you know. Mexico City itself
is...
No, but
Roger Goodell, that might be a good idea to him.
No, not Juarez, but... You know,
great ratings.
No, but Mexico City is safe. We can go to Mexico City. But China, Germany, you know, England. I know we have the game in England every year. What the fuck are you doing? And then Jason, would you say, well, they want to put it on TV... But with the I don't think that's the case, because with the time difference, how the hell can you do that? I don't know the time difference here in Beijing, but
look,
game here would be I have no idea. So
right,
I don't again, they just want to try to expand the international brand. Do it for preseason. Back in the 90s, I remember the Saints playing in Japan, but it was a preseason game. You want to send some away for preseason? Fine. But why a fucking regular season game?
Right. I mean, think about everything.
Everything
that's on the line. Like, how much one game matters.
Right. I would prefer the Saints play every preseason game out of the dome, so I don't have to pay for them. Okay. Paying for a preseason game really pisses me off.
Yeah.
But
I don't like.
You know, I understand. Look, I mean, I guess they feel, you know, they've tapped out just about every money resource here. You know, they can't charge me $25 for a beer, so.
Yet.
Right. So they're looking for more revenue avenues and expanding it to the world. But hey, you know, we're an international podcast, so maybe that makes sense.
They're following our lead.
Saints, please play in China and Germany.
Maybe the second highest listenership for the Dome Patrol podcast comes from China.
Do they have a translator? How do they listen to us?
I don't know.
Well, unlike America,
how could you translate David in Chinese? I don't think that's
possible. More English than we speak Chinese.
Yes, unlike America, most other countries are
speaking English.
definitely South Louisiana.
Right. All right, moving on. Franchise tag deadline was today. And I guess the most potable of that one is Von Miller's $114 million deal with the Broncos.
Yeah, 70 guaranteed. It was a big standoff. So he got the richest deal for a defensive player. He got more guaranteed money than anybody other than Andrew Luck.
How do you feel about that?
He's good enough. I mean, if Denver wouldn't have done it, then he would have been a free agent next year. Somebody would have paid him that. I mean, he was the reason they won the Super Bowl.
But wait a second. No, he wanted more, because this contract had been on the table from Denver for a while.
But not this deal. They didn't have this much
So Denver caved.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, they caved.
Okay.
Like, I think initially they maybe offered him like 50-something million guaranteed, and he turned it down. I think that the total number was the same, but it was the guarantee that they changed.
Right. That's what they had said. I know the guarantee was you know, the sticking point. Okay, so they came up on their offer for guaranteed money.
Yes, which makes sense. He's the best defensive end in the league right now. When you get a guy like that, you got to pay him. Dude, if that was the Saints, I'd kill for a guy like that right now.
I'd still rather J.J. Watt.
Okay, I mean, yeah, but he's number two. I mean, I'm not saying J.J. Watt sucks.
Right, I don't know.
Either one of those guys I'd kill for. But on top of him, Justin Tucker, the kicker for Baltimore, had given him an ultimatum and said, if you don't sign me to a deal and I play the franchise tag next year, I'm not re-signing with you. So they signed him to a 4-year, $16 million contract. This is a kicker. A kicker got $4 million a year.
Well, but he is the most accurate kicker in NFL history.
Yeah, well, look, he's the best kicker in the league, for sure.
Right.
Still,
That is a lot for a kicker.
It's a lot, but look, with the Saints kicker issues they've had.
But wait a second. Go back to the 90s when the Saints had the NFL's best kicker and the NFL's highest paid kicker, and they cut him so they could redo his deal. That didn't work out too good for us.
Nope.
So Baltimore resigning, Jeff Tucker. I'm not, remembering that Morton Anderson fucking fiasco. I don't blame them.
I would love to have a kicker as reliable as he is.
All right. So far you want Von Miller, J.J. Watt, and Justin Tucker.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's how you build a championship team.
Yeah, I'll take them.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you two slaps across your fucking mouth because I like you. How's that?
Well, Jason, you said something. But, no, really, your quarterback, and this is a position, I'm telling you people, just that we're going to get in 2 or 3 years from now. It is nice that we do have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And, again, we talked about it. We're not set. You take those three guys that we just mentioned and get rid of Breeze, and we're less than 7-9 last year. Even though with a better improved defense, the quarterback is and we are so lucky to have Drew Breeze as our quarterback.
Yep.
Don't ever take that for granted while we got him.
No, a guy like that gives you a chance.
Right. A kicker of the luxury. That's a luxury. That's nice to have. Right.
When you're kicker's the best thing you've got problems.
Right. Kind of like the Saints in the early 90s.
Yeah, right. I was going to say the 80s. The 80s Saints.
Right. Look, right. But we needed Morton Anderson because drives would stall out,
Right.
Morton, go kick that 50-yarder for us, would you?
Nice to have. Yeah, sure. Like you said, it's a luxury. It's a nice to have.
Right. Yeah. It's luxury, but
so
it...
You can get 3 points as long as you cross the 50-yard line.
Right.
Yeah, so they signed deals. A couple other guys didn't sign deals.
Did not?
Kirk Cousins didn't. I mean, he didn't sign a long-term deal, so Kirk Cousins is playing under the franchise tag this year.
But I bet you that franchise tag is...
it's
more
$20
million. Right, and it's more money than he's made since he's been in the league.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he was making like maybe $600,000 a year.
Well, right, because he was a third or fourth round draft pick. So that franchise tag, he ain't doing too,
No. So, yeah, like him, like Eric Berry, Kansas City didn't do a deal with him. But there weren't that many players tagged, apparently. There were only like 8 or 9 players tagged.
Well, you back to Von Miller's contract and the guaranteed money. It really seems like over the last 3, 4, 5 years, contracts are getting – it seems like two things, that players are actually signing, these big deals and play out their contracts, and that contracts are getting more, kind of realistic. If you remember in the 90s, Deion Sanders would sign a 5-year, $90 million contract, but that contract was all bullshit. It was really a 2-year contract or a 3-year contract, and the last 2 years of it was so astronomical that there's no way the teams could ever afford to pay the player that kind of money. The contract was all kind of bragging rights. Oh, look how much I signed for. But it was all smoke and mirrors. It really wasn't a $90 million contract. It was a $30 million contract.
Well, because also, like, the players have also wisened up, and now all they fight for is,
it's guaranteed money, right.
Yeah,
sure, right. That, That's the important part. That's what you're going to make. But again, it's not as bad as it was in the 90s where they had all kind of funny numbers flying around and no one was ever going to really see the end of them. So,
right. Well, now, plus, I mean, you know, players are smarter, fans are smarter. We know what the deals actually are now.
Right.
We know what to look for. I'm like, all right, that's what you're getting. Cool. I mean, you're still getting they're still getting a lot of money.
Right. Well, I think it's more so agents have also figured out. Those are the ones who are, that's the ones who are okay in the deals. I know ultimately it's the player's option, but undoubtedly if you hire someone to advise you,
Right. If somebody offers you $70 million guaranteed, you're not going to say no.
Right.
I don't care how fucking good you ain't saying that.
I would. I want 71, and I'm not fucking
about you to say unless somebody
I'm not
else is
fucking
budging.
All right, next topic.
Yep. That's
okay.
All I got for
him. All right, well, then let's move on to Pelican Plunge.
Had a dream. Magic Johnson was there. He autographed the ball. Small rubber ball. 10 feet tall. Big puffy shoes. Are the cameras on? Set the ball down. Went to the court. Shush, swish.
So free agency's over. I think last time we talked, what was it, just after the draft? Had they signed anybody when we talked? Anybody remember?
No, no one cares.
So, you know, they didn't get a superstar. They had a few signings, Solomon Hill, Etuan Moore, Langston Galloway, basically just set nothing flashy because, you know, all the big guys were gone, but just setting up a base of guys that can hopefully, you know, support the good player on the team, and we'll see what happens going forward. They did have the summer NBA Summer League, so check Diallo and Hield played. Hield had a couple of decent games, but for the most part, he hadn't really shot well yet. But Sheck Diallo is really good in summer league. So, you know, it's very early. You know, it's way too early to be talking about basketball. But they seem to get praise from most pundits about, you know, making decent moves. Nothing flashy, but making decent moves to try to build a team and get more consistent. They got hustle guys, defensive guys. They signed Terrace Jones yesterday for the league minimum, which is insane. That's a guy he played with Davis in Kentucky in college. So, look, it seems like they're being steady and just not doing what Dell did the first couple of years and oversigning guys.
Well, maybe Fee?
Walter
Who's the
Ferry.
Ferry, right. Maybe Ferry, maybe this is...
Yes.
We're seeing his fingerprints on these moves.
I think 100%. And then, of course, both Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson, former Pels, they signed with Houston.
Fucking Ryan Anderson signed $80 million?
4 years, $80 million. $20 million a year,
Stop.
Ryan Anderson.
Ryan, I love Ryan Anderson. God, I wish we could have.
I
just liked him. But holy shit, $20 million? Really?
Right. That's why I knew we weren't going to keep him because somebody was going to offer him that. Look, he's a good shooter. His
but 20
sucks.
Million?
Look, I agree with you. Like, I love the guy. I loved having him
as a good guy
to pull for, root for. Yeah, he did one of the, you know, when they did the Special Man commercial, he did that. Like, he's a cool dude. I liked him. I really enjoyed pulling for him as a Pelican. It sucks to see him leave, but yeah. Fuck, 20 million a year.
It does seem excessive.
Yeah. So, you know, Houston people are happy. They got Anderson and Gordon. Decent offensive players, but their defense is going to be shit.
Right, they could have played with the Saints.
Yeah, right. So last year, the Pelicans were 28th in defense.
Right.
You know, that's why we, other than the injuries,
if we could just get
some
defense in this town, we'd be dangerous.
I'm telling you, what is it against defense? Why can we not?
And before, all we were known for is defense.
Yeah,
you know?
That's because we have a very offensive sense of humor.
We get one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and we can't get a defense around him, and that's all we've been able to do prior to that.
Right.
At least we got that one Super Bowl. Thank God. Thank God we got at
Oh,
least
my
one.
God. Are you kidding me? Could you imagine?
You know?
You imagine if we were like Atlanta, who were, 10 yards from the Super Bowl?
Oh.
I'll admit it now. They had a good team, you know? They really did. Not with shit, but they had a good team then. But they never climbed. They never got to the top of the mountain. you know.
That's the thing too, like as I mean, as underrated as Breeze is, just at least he's got the ring. If he didn't, I mean, fuck.
Right.
I would hate to have to deal with that shit on an annual basis. Fuck, we need to get a second one before he's done. We need to get a second. Come on, Drew. Come on, Saints.
I definitely think we can. I mean, I definitely think we can.
Yeah.
Because he definitely, I mean, look at Peyton. Look, Peyton Manning last year.
Well,
wasn't Peyton Manning.
But you know, before that, you know, the year before.
Yeah, 2 years before, he had the greatest season of any quarterback ever. So Drew can still do that. He's still, you know, fuck what everybody else said. Drew is still the top fucking two quarterback. I'd rather him than, only people I would take other than Drew is maybe a younger player. So we could extend, you know what I'm saying? But as far as playing ability, there's no one better than Drew.
No.
That's my opinion. There's no quarterback I wouldn't take Aaron, you know. Again, Aaron Rodgers had a couple of years on Drew, I think, like five.
Right.
But again,
I'd probably rather take Rodgers, but, like, other than that, like, right. I mean, give me, like,
right.
I'm comfortable Breeze is going to do whatever
right.
he needs to do.
Right, but I definitely wouldn't take Brady. I definitely wouldn't take Roethlisberger.
Why? You wouldn't take Brady?
No, well, because of his age. Oh. Fuck, he's older than Drew.
He is? I don't know, man. That's, like, blasphemous for you.
Again, I believe I've always said that they have the perfect organization.
That's true.
Not so much any player.
No, you know? You've definitely talked a lot about Tom Brady. Even somebody tweeted about you sucking Tom Brady's cock.
Well, do you not think Tom Brady's the best? I mean,
he's a great player, no doubt.
You know?
He's a great player.
Yeah, more Super Bowls than we do.
He does.
And more Super Bowls than just about anybody. Except Montana and...
He's had a much better defense than Breeze.
How many does Montana have? Four. And Brady's got four?
Right, and Bradshaw. Bradshaw has four.
Yeah,
you know.
Four is the record. I mean, nobody.
Well, for quarterback, they're
right.
They're the linebacker who
Charles Haley has.
Right, he has five because he played with San Francisco and Dallas.
Dallas.
But yeah.
But either way, yeah, we're like. I mean, I know. Look, it'll be here soon. I've been putting off thinking about football season for a while this off season because I find that helps the time pass faster. Fuck, it's almost here, and I'm starting to get the itch.
Yeah, I fucking hate preseason, though. I'm not looking forward.
I mean, it's fun when it starts, but when the games happen, like, once the first half of the first game is over,
right.
Like, all right, for the regular season.
Right. Yeah, then it's just shit.
Yeah, just guys don't get hurt. I'm ready to go. Still, it'll be here soon, and I'm excited for this season.
I'm not excited. I don't have any expectations. I have zero expectations for this season.
I mean, look, I'm
think
not gonna,
we could get to easily go 7-9. I don't see us going, you know, 6-10, but I can get to easily see us going 7-9 as 12-4. You know what I'm saying?
But,
I mean, I don't know. I don't have any.
I don't know what to expect, but I'm excited for the possibility of some of the new people that we, you know, like we brought in Laurinaitis. We got the graphics.
Yeah, like okay, yeah, I'm curious to see him.
You know, you get another year of Cooks, another year of Snead. You got Fleener in here.
Yeah, but then you lose fucking Kakaha, motherfucker.
Yeah, God,
fucking shit.
Yeah, the pass rush is going to be that's going to be the one
right.
huge
and,
worry spot.
Right, and it came out. I won't be able to find it, but they had said per play the Saints got pressure on 26%. Okay, Saints got defensive pressure on 21.3% of plays last year. Which
Ugh.
Was the worst rate in the league.
Ugh. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the gut then.
And I don't know. Again, maybe the scheme will help. Again, in the same article I was reading, it was that our new system is more pressure-oriented like Greg Williams. You know, Dennis Allen is running a more pressure-oriented system than Rob Ryan did. So... Let's hope it pays dividends.
It has to be. It has to.
You know.
Oh, let's hope so.
Because, again, even though, you know, even our best years, 11 and 9, you know, we didn't have the greatest defense, but they bent, you know, there was definitely a bend don't break defense.
And it was the turnovers.
Right.
I mean, the unprecedented amount of turnovers that we got in 09.
Okay, quick golf. Go.
Open Championship, two rounds to complete. Phil Mickelson has the lead. The weather was brutal today. It'll be on tomorrow morning early. I plan to get up at about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning and watch it. By the time this gets posted, the third round will be over, and it, hopefully it will be before the fourth round. But Mickelson is in control as of right now. At the Open, get up early, watch it.
All right. Final thoughts, Jason?
Final thoughts?
You should have used your final thoughts for golf. That would have been.
I should have, yeah.
You could
11
have.
Days. You could 11 have. Days. It's almost here, folks.
All right. Final thoughts, Jason?
Oh, final thoughts. I'm sorry. Mr. Robot Season 2 started back up again this week. So for all you Mr. Robot fans, nice to have it back. Do you guys watch Mr. Robot?
I don't, but I'm gonna.
Good, you should. It's great.
Damon, final thoughts.
No. Fuck Roger Goodell.
Good final thoughts, man.
Not bad, Rabbit.
All right. Well, then that is all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadgam.
.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
What the fuck was that? Bye-bye, Deflategate donkeys.
Good night, Hoodat Nation.
I was waiting for Damon to say good night, Hoodat Nation.
Okay.
I forgot the goodbye.
Learn it.
Damn it. Come on. To many motherfuckers, I can get my share. My transaction check. To many motherfuckers, I can get my share. My weekly statement share. To many motherfuckers, I can get my share. With my balance share. How many motherfuckers? Two minutes to count, motherfuckers. The motherfucker runs a racist grocery. The motherfucker won't sell an apple to a kiwi. The sh fight's gonna get vicious and malicious. Cut the crutches, I need my red delicious. It's a kiwi that my money is invested. Gonna dice the motherfucker like a motherfucking fruit salad. Then don't Granny Smith for up an avocado. Gonna fat on a mango. I'm popping an apple in his ass, yeah. Too many motherfuckers, I can make my shit. I'm gonna juice the motherfucker. There's too many motherfuckers, I can make my shit. He's gonna wake up in a smoothie. Too many motherfuckers, I can make my shit. Everybody come on. Yeah. Too many motherfuckers, I can make my shit.